According to the latest statistics, on any given night, there are more than 130,000 homeless veterans sleeping on the nation's streets. In Dane County, the most recent estimate is 230 veterans without a place to stay. Thanks to a new federally funded building in downtown Madison, that number may soon be reduced by 22. That's the number of beds at Porchlight's Veterans Transitional Housing Center. Dean Cron is the chief of mental health services at the VA hospital in Madison. He says unlike other homeless shelters that only allow people to stay for a few months, veterans can stay at this new center for as long as 2 years.
That's time enough to get your addiction under control if you need to, get some self-esteem back, get some vocational counseling and get a job and save up some money that you can actually put down on an apartment and have your own address again.
There are 6 veterans already staying at the center. Most served during the war in Vietnam. Bob Carrion is Porchlight's on-site alcohol and drug counselor. He says a program through the VA allows veterans to stay even if they have a part-time job making up to $200 a month.
They only charge you 20% of that, so you pay $40 a month. Let's get you a nice room, a laundry facility, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week.
Nationally, the Veterans Administration has promised to beef up housing assistance for homeless veterans and to launch programs that will prevent them from ending up on the streets in the first place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.